spoke last week about the Ramchal's understanding of our primary purpose in life, our primary obligation in this world, and we developed at length his approach, some of the implications of his approach, some of the background in terms of where it comes from. The Ramchal as a whole understands as follows, that the reason why we are in this world is purely, it is purely the stage before Olam Haba. It's preparatory. Our main job in this world is being Mekayim Mitzvos and doing Ratzon Hashem, so that we can get reward in the next world. It's not selfish. The reward is to be Nehenem Mizif HaShchina. The reward is, what we get as a result, is basking in the divine presence, something which is certainly incredible. And that, for the Ramchal, is where it's all about. The purpose of Shir today is really to focus on two things. The first is to note other, we're really focusing on other views of the Ramchal. The first thing we're going to do is note those who question Ramchal as far as the role of Olam Haba. And then we'll mention four or so different ideas as far as what our main focus in this world may be. Again, as far as Jewish thought, as far as Machshava goes, this must be on some level towards the top of the list in critical topics. So let's note as follows. Part one. According to the Ramchal, the primary, our real focus is on Olam Haba. Our whole time in this world, we need to be aware that everything we're doing is preparatory. We need to be thinking about the ultimate schar we're going to get when we're close to Ribono Sha'olam. We may want to think about how that's the ultimate fulfillment in terms of why the world was created, like we spoke about last week from Derech Hashem. But for the Ramchal, it's very, very clear, our job in this world is to be very, very focused, not on the present world, but to really be focused on the next world. Olam Haza is either some form of a nisayon, it's some form of a test. Alternatively, it may be something for us to elevate, but it's all about a focus eventually on Olam Haba. That is not so simple in the world of Jewish thought, not so simple in the world of Machshava, and we'll try and develop an alternate approach for now. Step one. The Ramchal based his approach on a Mishnah in Avos in Dal Tazayin. B'Yakov Omer Olam Haza Doma L'Prozdor B'Fnei Olam Haba. F'Kinas B'Chal B'Prozdor K'deshi D'Kaneis L'Traklin. B'Yakov says, and for the Ramchal, this is the focal point of everything. Olam Haza is the entranceway. It is the step before the main hall, the main room, which is Olam Haba. Rodenzweig pointed out that it's fascinating that Ramchal jumps totally on this Mishnah, but you got to look at the next Mishnah also. The next Mishnah gives us a bit of a different indication. Huaya Omer Yafesha Achas B'tshuva of Ma'isim Tovim B'Olam Haza Mikol Chai Olam Haba. V'Yafesha Achas V'Koras Ruach B'Olam Haba Mikol Chai Olam Haza. Huaya Omer that it is better, Tshuva Ma'isim Tovim in this world is more yafe, is greater than all of Olam Haba. Whatever that means, and the Mefarshim debate the precise meaning of that, it's clear that this Mishnah is highlighting for us the fact that there is something unique about Olam Haza. That Olam Haza has an advantage over Olam Haba. It points in the direction that we're not as focused, kol kulu, on the next world. We're focused much more on this world. The Rav and Halachic man at length develops an idea which is very, very different from the Ramchal. For Halachic man, death is something which is looking, we don't focus at all on Olam Haba, we focus kol kulo. The Isha Halacha, we focus on Halacha in this world. The Rav points out there that what is death is something which gives over tumma. That going to the next world is something which gives over a degree of impurity. That real Isha Halacha, the real, there's a real mistake. We focus dafka on this world, and we don't focus anywhere near as much on Olam Haba. To give a couple additional indications, we spoke about what I'm about to mention a couple of years ago in Nefesh HaChaim Shirim. While it's true that Schar Ve'onash and the belief in Olam Haba is one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, it is certainly very, very important. Whereas for the Ramchal, it becomes primary. We have multiple indications that it's really not supposed to be the focal point of our Avodas Hashem. Whereas for the Ramchal, he introduced it in the beginning of Mesiyas Yesharim. You have to know this, he says. It's going to inform all of your Avoda. There are those that suggest alternate approaches. For example, the Kli Yakar points out, a famous Kli Yakar, Olam Haba is never mentioned in Chumash. If you learn Chumash, you don't get the impression that the Ramchal is teaching us that it's all preparation for Olam Haba. If you look through Chumash, you see like it's about focusing and being Mekayim, Ratzon Hashem, in this world. We don't see indications we're supposed to be focused Kol Kulo on the next. The Kli Yakar has 8 reasons why Olam Haba is not mentioned in Chumash. 8 reasons why it's missing. He argues that maybe there are indications in Chumash, but one approach, which he suggests based on the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, is that while it's true there's Schar Ve'Onesh, and while it's true we're focused on Olam Haba, it's not supposed to be the focal point of our Avodah. Olam Haba is something that we know we're eventually going to get, but the Torah leaves it out because the Torah doesn't want us to focus on it. The Torah wants us to serve Hashem, Lishma, to focus on just being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem and how it improves us, and not to be focused as much on Olam Haba. Now, as we noted last week, the Ramchal's Olam Haba has a degree of Lishma, because that's Hashem wants to give over good. But we have certain indications, it's not all Schar Ve'Onesh focused. It's something which we do and we get, but the primary focus is not supposed to be thinking about the reward. The Ritva and Lulav HaGazal says this explicitly in an interesting question. This again is a bit more of an aside because we get into a bit of a halacha question. We have a klal in the Gemara that mitzvos lavli henos denu. That mitzvos, the hana you get from mitzvos, are not perceived to be real hana. For example, if I say, if I'm modir hana, I get upset at Gabi and I say, I'm modir hana from you, I'm not going to get any hana from you, I take a neder, I'm still yet allowed to use his lulav. Because borrowing a lulav, that's not called an act of hana. It's not called hana. I can't borrow his sweatshirt. That would be getting hana from him. But I'm not allowed to borrow. I can borrow his lulav. That's not called getting hana. Ask the Ritva. Why isn't every mitzvah hana based? You get schar. Get schar olam haba. When I borrow his lulav, now I get schar. So the Ritva writes, because that is really external. That's not what the mitzvah is really about. The mitzvah is really about your mekayim ratzon Hashem, you're doing what he told us to do. The fact that you get schar is some sort of external idea. It's not what's really driving it. It's not what naturally comes one from the other. Schar olam haba, it's not a focal point in mitzvos. It's a side point. It's something external. So the first, just general mahalach, one thing that the Ramchal has, is a real focus on olam haba. That's an exclusive focus. Not only is that true in general, but for him, that's our chovas ha'adam ba'olamo before you start learning Mesiel Shisharim. Before you start going through individual midos. The way that you grow is by knowing you're preparing in this world so that you can get in the next world lots of schar. What we see now is that we have other perspectives. In which case, it's true you get schar in olam haba. But yafasha achas the tshuva ma'isim tovim. The focus is clearly not an Olam Haba, for sure in the Rav and Halachic Man. And indications that even if Olam Haba, even though we accept that there is Olam Haba, the Torah leaves it out. It's not what we're looking for as far as the main focus. We don't do things focused, kol kulo, on Olam Haba. I'll even say it in an extreme way, if I'm just a wild idea. The Chasam Sofer in Torah Moshe has just a wild idea. He says, if I knew for a second, I don't know if it's famous or not. If I knew for a second that the system changed, and for every Avera, I would get schar, and for every mitzvah, I would be punished, I would still do mitzvahs and not do Averas. Because I don't care about the schar at all. I care doing what Ratzon Hashem is. And even if I knew I was going to get punished for doing the mitzvahs, I would still do all the mitzvahs. Whatever it is, I want to be called Kula Ratzon Hashem. That's all I'm interested in. I don't care at all about the reward. We'll see later, if you look, just as one quick idea. If you look even on, the Ramchal wouldn't necessarily argue with this. If you look in source number 17, Alter Rebbe, so the Alter Rebbe once said, in Yiddish, I'm not going to say it in Yiddish because I don't know Yiddish, but he said, Ribonos Olam, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, all I want is you. Now the Ramchal would agree with that. He'd say that's what Olam Haba is. It's just us and God. But it's on some level downplaying the real focus on Olam Haba. Akan Chelek Aleph of Shir today. Yeah.
Would the Ramchal argue with any of these also? I'm saying Sammy doesn't argue
the Rav with the Rav for sure he'd argue with. Because Rav is very clear that, like, it is not our focal point at all. I think he'd argue with some of the ideas about why Olam Haba is not in Chumash. I think he'd be more likely to embrace a Kliyakar idea that it isn't Chumash, as opposed to, like, a random idea that's consciously left out to not be our focal point.
Right, but I'm saying even like the schar aspect, like the Rambam wouldn't necessarily argue that.
Because for him, schar is not lishma.
He chose to be close to Hashem, so like you could also get that in there.
But for him, it's all next world. It is all next world focused. You're right that it may not be the most major distinction as far as meaning. So the Rav is a more major distinction.
For the Ritva,
you could probably question. Ritva is clearly that it's not the focal point of mitzvot. So I'm saying the Ramchal, saying that for the Ramchal there is schar and it's close to Hashem, I think everybody, you know, Kamad agrees to that. Saying that that is supposed to be the focal point of our voda, focused on the schar we get in Olam Haba, that is where you don't get indications in Chumash and in Rambam that that's necessarily the focal point of our avoda, is preparatory. That's what I'm saying. It's a question of emphasis.
So then for the Rav Soloveitchik, the focus is on doing Ratzon Hashem, and for the Ramchal, it's not really Ratzon Hashem.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's all about Ratzon Hashem. The question is, what's your focal point for the Rav? The way that manifests itself is called Kula focus in this world.
So, meaning, what are you thinking?
You're thinking about doing things in this world, understanding how halacha impacts this world, understanding how halacha impacts how you view this world. You're not focusing on the trend on the next world at all. Everyone agrees at the end of the day, Ratzon Hashem. Look at this in a second. Everyone agrees on Hashem is very important. For instance, your focal point is nothing geared towards preparatory for the next world. You're not thinking about preparation for the next world.
Right.
Thinking about doing things in this world.
Right.
That's the major difference. For Ramchal, this world is really all preparatory. That's our focal point, is the next world. For the Rav, that's not true at all. Okay. Now, let me note a couple of things right now. We're going to right now highlight three or four ideas as far as what our focal point is supposed to be. What is the main purpose here? The ideas we're going to mention are not mutually exclusive. There are you could agree to all of these ideas. There are going to be slight differences between them. They're going to point us in different directions. Everyone, end of the day, is going to agree, or most end of the day are going to agree, that our primary job in this world relates to Torah, mitzvos, maisim, tofen. But the major distinctions are going to come when we talk about what the purpose of those things are, why we are doing them, how they are supposed to impact us, what function they serve. So even though we have a sort of range of, we'll see different approaches, some of these the Ramchal will certainly agree with, some of them less. We're going to try and give an overview of a couple of different ideas as far as what the purpose is really all about. The first model that we will talk about is as follows. Very simple. Our job in this world is just being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. Nothing more. The purpose of mitzvos is to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. The Rambam writes, for example, in Mor Nevuchim and Gimel Chavav, that there were some who argued, that's why there's no need to know Tamei HaMitzvos. I don't have to know the reasoning behind mitzvos, because all I have to do is fulfill Ratzon Hashem. You fulfill Ratzon Hashem, maybe you get schar. My job is just doing whatever Hashem wants me to do. My kavana may be less important. My depth of understanding of why we're doing it may be less important. Doing Ratzon Hashem is wonderful in and of itself. You have a little bit of an indication like that in the Mishnah and Makos that we're familiar with. Chaim and Akasha Omer, Ratzon Kas Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael. God wants to do us a favor. Lefichach hir b'lehem Torah u'mitzvos. So he gives us more Torah u'mitzvos. Asks the entire world, why is that a favor? I would think more Torah u'mitzvos is more of a punishment. There's more to do now. I have more responsibility. Wouldn't it be better if we just had fewer mitzvos? Wouldn't that be easier? So Rashi writes, why is it good? Why does God want to do this? Israel? God wants to just give us more schar. God gives us lots of things that it's easy to do. It's easy to fulfill Ratzon Hashem and not to eat like those creepy, crawly creatures. Not to eat those little lizards that crawl. When you're outside here and you see one of those lizards, it's usher to eat them. Not the hardest thing to fulfill. Says Rashi, God gave us lots of mitzvos. Extra ones is a chutz for us. What are the extra mitzvos? The ones that it's really easy to fulfill, like not eating lizards. I apologize if any of the outdoorsy types are uncomfortable with that. But she'ain lecha adam she'ne katz behen. No one wants to eat them. Elokei shekabu schar al zepor shemehen. The function of at least the extra mitzvot for Rashi, they're mitzvot that we get, that we do. Now we get more schar. It's focused. Our understanding of it is less important. The impact on us is less important. We wouldn't have done it anyway. We're the same people. It's a mitzvah. Therefore, we get schar. If you look in the Talmud Musar, in the back of that sefer, he tries to argue that debates over the Musar movement were fundamental about the purpose of our existence. We're trying to accomplish. He writes as follows: Leor hashkafazo sheikra matara hi lekayim hamitzvos hamasios. He tries to develop this approach at length. The main purpose in this world is being mekayim mitzvos. Being mekayim mitzvos. Anything else, such as having good midos, where's the mitzvah to have good midos? So maybe lachta bedrachav. Some say nowhere. Reb Chaim Vital explains in Shari Kedusha. Chaim Vital explains that the purpose of mitzvah of having good midos. And this is how he suggests shot within this mahalach. The real avodah is being mekayim ratzon Hashem and doing mitzvos. Why do I have to have good midos? Those are prerequisites. Those are things which enhance my ability to be mekayim mitzvos better. It's all about mitzvos. Midos are just prerequisites. There's no value in having good midos per se. There's no inherent value. It's just about becoming the only midos people, right? Having a hard time. I know. It's just about preparing ourselves to be able to do mitzvahs better. That's the first mahalach. Again, the Rambam describes in that mahalach, no need for tamei mitzvahs. The main purpose in this world, don't get so fancy. Ratzon Hashem. God wants it, you gotta do it. That is a mahalach that's out there. Sometimes you have people who are a little bit derogatory towards that mahalach. How can you do something without understanding why? How can you do it and not really get, you know, why you're doing it? There is a mahalach out there. Doing Ratzon Hashem is valuable. I do Ratzon Hashem, and that's ultimately what at least the function is. Everything else is, you know, on some level secondary. There is a different mahalach, and this is a mahalach the Rambam develops in the end of Hilchos Tumura and Daal Yud Gimel. He develops it also in the Mora and Gimel Chavav. And that is that the purpose of our job in this world, in many ways, is to achieve personal perfection, to elevate ourselves and to become better quality people. It's not just Ratzon Hashem. We're trying to become better people. The Medrash Rabba Letzarif HaSabrios, the Rambam writes in Mo Nevuchim, that's why it's possible knowing the reasons for mitzvos are helpful. If I know the reasons for mitzvos, if I know why I'm doing mitzvos, so then I'm able, when I do them, they impact me in a different way. That the purpose of mitzvos, they're supposed to transform me into a different kind of a person. The Maharal Tiferet Yisrael, a little bit differently than Rambam, writes similarly in the end of Parakeh. He explains the mission of Avos like that. Why is there a zchus in having more mitzvos? Where is it good to have more mitzvos? When I have more mitzvos, I'm now becoming a better person. I'm elevating myself. I'm becoming a person who's more kaddish. I'm becoming a person who's elevated. Within this approach, he writes in Pomas HaMusar, within this mahalach, with the Ramban HaTorah, certainly embraces also Pars Kisetzeh, midos now become not just preparation for mitzvos. Midos become integral parts of our Avodas Hashem. The purpose of Avodas Hashem is transforming ourselves into more shalom people, becoming more complete people. We'll talk about what that means in a little bit. But midos now, developing better character traits, aren't just prerequisites so I can do better mitzvos. That's what life's about. Life is about becoming a more complete person. It's possible some of the mitzvos themselves are there to train us to have better midos. Like the Rambam writes, tzedakah, hakol lefi rov ha-maisa, the Mishnah on Avos. You have $100. How do you give the tzedakah? Do I give it all to one person? Or do I give it to 100 different people? And I give, you know, 100 times, I give at $1. So the Toras Chaim V'Basra thinks you should give the $100 to one person. But the Rambam writes, you should give your $100, give $1 to 100 different people. Because that's what trains yourself. The act of giving trains yourself to be a giving person. A lot of it's about, here we're much more mitzvos focused. The mitzvos are even in hand. We're supposed to become shalom people. The second mahalach. The first, we're focused really exclusively on Ratzon Hashem. The second mahalach, suddenly we want to understand a bit better because mitzvos are ways of improving ourselves. Mitzvot are ways of elevating ourselves, the goal being personal perfection. There's value in trying to become complete and trying to be perfect. With Twersky and his hesped for his brother, for those who didn't, had a great... I mean, the hesped yesterday was amazing. He said that someone said about his brother, who seemed to be really incredible, said a major Talmud Chacham, when he was Menachem Avil by Rav Twersky, said about his brother, your brother was one of the bigger Talmidei Chachamim I knew, he was the frumest person I knew, and he was the most normal person I knew. And Rav Twersky said that a person who achieves real shleimus, so the Ben Adam L'Mak, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, everything comes together in a way which is really complete. That you can achieve a level of perfection. You don't have flaws in how you act with individuals. You don't have flaws in how you act, klape, ribono shel olam. That you're able to, in a certain sense, elevate ourselves. And that's what a lot of Avos Hashem is. Tefillah, Torah, mitzvos. It's about trying to become better people. It's not about, have I checked off, I've been mekayim so many mitzvos today. Am I doing mitzvos within this mahalach in a way which is really going to elevate me? Which is going to make me be a higher quality individual. I'm a different person now. I'm a more giving person now. I'm a more engaged person now. That if a person has been learning in yeshiva, so that when I'm focusing on mitzvos, the way I interact with others is different. I'm just a more kadosh person. Sometimes you see that when you're around a person who's really kadosh. You see a certain elevated, they're elevated human beings. They're different people. And that's something which is certainly true. And again, that's more of a second mahalach. Yeah.
What's the ultimate goal? Like a which mayim kind of thing is
the So that's what we're saying. We'll talk more about different approaches. I don't know what the ultimate goal of this is not, for the Ramchal and some of the mutually exclusive blankets. It's not, is the ultimate goal that, and therefore I'm able to do X? Certainly possible. And that we'll talk about going forward a little bit. But for now, just as far as the purpose, our purpose in this world, what's our main goal in this world? Either Rasan Hashem, or so far our main goal in this world may be to try and become better people. What the long-term function of that is, we'll talk about in a little bit. That's where, you know, just as far as a different focal point goes. Yeah?
We said the Rambam says that we should... No, Tani Mitzvot or not?
It's good, no Tani Mitzvot. No, the first he quotes a Mahalach, but then second he develops a different idea. Next. All these are probably thinking back from the Ramchal for a second also. I'm going to throw Mishilah Sharm. I don't know. I'm struck by this. Maybe it's my own leanings, as is abundantly true. People hear me speak ever. They seem somewhat self-centered. The Ramchal's approach is very focused on self. It's all about, I have to work now, so I'm able to get more schar la'asid lafo. I have to mekayim ratzon Hashem. I have to achieve a point of personal shleimus. That's what it's all about. All these approaches, in a certain sense, are very self-focused. My job is not necessarily spreading anything. My job is not others. The real focal point is self. It's really me-based. You have some that emphasize a bit more klal. Emphasize klal a bit more. Those that are learning Tanya. So, by the Alter Rebbe, the notion that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, so he'd have a dira b'tachtonim, so he would have a place, whatever that line means, which is not for now, he'd have a place to dwell in the lower world. So what that may teach us a little bit is that this is supposed to become a place as a whole, which is a dira b'tachtonim, a place as a whole where you see Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look in sources 19 and 20, so the Gemara's in Shabbos and Mishnah and Avos. I didn't put them on because Tzadok hasn't there. So it's much about Tzadok and Pre-Tzadok. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Lo Bargas Baruchas Olamo El Shiyur Milfanav. God created the world so that people would fear Him. And Kol Mashiv Bargas Baruchas Olamo Lo Baru El Lechvodo. Everything God created was for His honor. And of Tzadok, right, based on this, an idea which, again, is, I think, a natural extension from some of these Ma'amarim. V'akol Echad. Shetachlis habriya, the purpose of creation, sheyispashe kvod malchuso yisbarach shemo, umelach tehe emaso alecha. There, Reb Tzadok highlights a different idea. Again, not mutually exclusive at all, but a potential different focal point, and one that you will find people working with the Sridi Eish and Chelek Dalet, discusses Reb Hirsch with a little bit of a similar idea, which is that our job is not to escape the world in order to achieve personal shleimus. But our real job is to be engaged in a world to spread Ribono Shel Olam, to glorify God's name. Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name in this world, even for the Rambam, is something which is critically important. That's a function that is supposed to be, at least it may be why God created the world, or the function of the creation of the world, and a major part of what we're supposed to accomplish. How are we able to spread God in this world? Again, not necessarily mutually exclusive. It could be that the way that I achieve my own personal shleimus is by spreading God's world, and that's part of what makes me a better person. Certainly possible. But a focal point, a little bit of a difference. Many of us, in decision-making in life, you often have these tensions become very, very clear. I'll give an example we were talking before, and out of the Beit El Shabbaton, and, you know, great reasons to make Aliyah. Oh no, that's amazing. Everyone remembered. That's before Shabbat, for the year before, all the reasons to, that they were taught last year. But a question lots of people have. I don't necessarily love the question that much, but a question some people struggle with is, do I move to Eretz Yisrael and work in profession X? Do I stay in America where I'll have the ability to give over more and to impact others? So some of that, not all the way lined up, because it's not mutually exclusive, but part of that tension is one that relates to, am I trying to develop personal shleimus? Is it about my primary job here is becoming the most elevated person I can possibly be? Is that what I'm supposed to do? In which case, maybe for me personally, the best thing to do is for me to be an elevated personal life. Or maybe the job is more Klal Yisrael focused to spread the covenant of the Ribono Shel Olam. And maybe the best way to do that is in America. Again, the question, way I lined it up, but people often line it up like that. But there's what to think about in terms of those kinds of questions. Depending on what your primary function is, what choices you make in life, so things will often be different depending on, you know, what your value system is. When you get a job offer, I mean, I remember talking to, when I was offered to work here, I remember having a couple of conversations with people whose advice I wanted to know whether it made sense to come or not to come. So part of the question you hear different people when you speak to people is what the questions they ask you in assessing whether, you know, from their perspective, it's a good idea or not a good idea. Those that ask questions like, where are you going to have more impact? What's more important for Klal? Is going to teach here going to have more impact on Klal, or would you have it somewhere else? One person I spoke to was, you know, very heavy in that area. The whole conversation about whether it makes sense for me to come here was all focused on impact on Klal. Another person I spoke to was in a very different direction. What do you really want to do? What do you think ultimately will be better for you? What do you connect to more? Are you excited about going, or are you not excited about going? What do you think will help you more succeed? That different, and that leads to very different directions. These are very different directions. As to what exactly we're looking for can sometimes, in this case, hopefully, you know, can lead to multiple directions. But that was certainly something which is there. The last approach is the most complex one. And for many, this may be what is ultimately, is most critical. It may be that the previous approaches are all the things we've spoken about so far are gearing towards this general idea, which is Dveikus and being close to Hashem. The Ramchal is certainly Dveikus based. It's about, again, Kinesis. It's about more in the next world than in this world. It's about having Dveikus with Ribono Shel Olam, Ne'ane Miziv HaShechinah. Even for the Rambam, who talks about how mitzvos transform us, we become more Shalem, so why is it worthwhile? Why is it beneficial to become more Shalem? Where does that come from? So for the Rambam, again, it's less Olam Haba focused, though it's also a critical part of Olam Haba. But for the Rambam, being a better quality person allows me to have more Dveikus. You have, for a lot of the Mahalchem, being Mekai and Rasan Hashem and getting Skar, the first step, but may also be about Dveikus. It may be that the Rambam says, spreading it amongst Klal Yisrael may be ultimately what allows there to be a greater sense of dvekas for me and for us. Dvekas may be the underlying component of a lot of it. So what you find, which is fascinating, dvekas does not mean the same thing for everybody. And what our ultimate goal is, as far as the real long-term goal of dvekas, what that means differs depending on who you are. The Rambam and the Kuzari will highlight, I guess, four or so mahalchem in what that ultimate goal of dvekas is and how defining it's supposed to be. The Rambam in his Hakdama to Peirush HaMishnah, the Rambam in a bunch of other places, understand dvekas being critically important. It's the ultimate value. For the Rambam, dvekas is purely intellectual. What does it mean to be close to God? To be close to God, that's our ultimate goal, says the Rambam. Torah and mitzvot make us into a better person. And now, once I'm a better person, I'm able to contemplate God's existence better. Once I'm a better human being, now I can think about Ribono Shel Olam in a better way. For the Rambam, dvekas is what it's all about, but dvekas is something which is much more intellectual. It's an intellectual recognition. That's what Olam Haba even is for the Rambam. You know what Nana Miziv HaShechina is for the Rambam? It's not some experiential thing. Nana Miziv HaShechina for the Rambam is, I have an intellectual, real strong connection, understanding of God, and that creates a connection. The Kuzari has a different Mahalach. Look at source number 13, Vitzak Shilat from Ma'alei Adumim. Wrote a great sefer comparing the Kuzari and the Rambam. You want to talk about that sefer? It's awesome. He wants to write a sefer comparing the Kuzari and the Rambam, but there was a problem. Kuzari was written in Arabic. He didn't like any of the translations. But he couldn't write the sefer without a good translation. So the first thing he did, he first spent some time and translated the Kuzari from Arabic into Hebrew, a translation he would like, so that he could then write the sefer comparing the Kuzari and the Rambam. He's a real Rambam person. He's one of the founders of Ma'alei Adumim, I believe, if I understand correctly. The Rambam thinks you can't take money for learning or teaching and things like that. We don't do that nowadays. I mean, we don't like take that much, but we do take money for that stuff. He, I believe, will not, as like a real Rambam person. So in Ma'alei Adumim, despite being one of its like more senior Rambam, one of its founders, I think he works as like the librarian in the Otzar. So he can that's where his salary's for. Because he won't take money for the teaching of Torah that he does. So he points out there that, again, for the Rambam, the Kuzari, the ultimate value. Yeah, Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim, tovim, didn't make us better, just what's Hashem. But ultimately what we're striving for is dvekas. But whereas for the Rambam, dvekas is intellectual, for Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and the Kuzari, it's not. For him, it's much more experiential. It's something which we feel. It's something that we normally think about when you think about spiritual moments, having dvekas. There's a certain inyan eloki. There's a certain kind of closeness that we have to Ribono Shel Olam. It impacts. Lav dafka be'emtzos ha'seichal, not only through intellect, ela kitam v'ri'ya, something we can taste and see, shebahem shutfim gam ha'dimyon ha'reges v'achushim. It's emotional, it's sensory, you feel closer to Hashem. You feel closer to Hashem. Now, you have dvekas also in lots of Kabbalistic works, and by the Mekubalim and by the Hasidim. You have a lot of dvekas, line to Kuni Zohar, the less atar panoi minei, God is everywhere. They also talk about dvekas. For some of the Hasidim especially, that becomes the focal point. For the Tanya people, once again, in the beginning of Tanya, like Perek Vavar Zayin, Torah Lishma, where's that? Vavar Zayin? Hey. The Rambam quotes in Hey, Reb Chaim Vital, in the Shar Kavanas, think, that the purpose of learning Torah is learning it for dvekas. Now, he doesn't buy that everywhere in his writings, but at least in the beginning of Tanya he does. That Torah is about dvekas, it's all about getting closer to Hashem. Hasidim play up dvekas a lot. For them, it's not just the end game. It's something which is taking you throughout a lot. Everything I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get for more dvekas. Look at the Orinayim and source number 16. One difference as far as dvekas that you find is as follows. Where does that dvekas occur? So whereas for the Rambam, that dvekas occurs in the intellect. For Yehuda Halevi, it's a certain internal connection, a certain divine connection we have within us. And when we elevate ourselves, we feel a closer bond to Ribono Shel Olam. A difference you find is that by Mekubalim, as you find in source number 18. In Mekubalim, my dvekas is really by elevating myself to upper worlds. I'm connecting to what's going on above while I'm in this world. When I was a junior in high school, so we had Professor Alan Brill was my Nach teacher. We learned Sefer Yirmiyo. He's a wild. He's cool. He's wild. He's very into Kabbalah. Fridays. You talk about this? I think last year I said this. Fridays, junior year of high school. This is in the old TBC days. So we didn't learn Navi on Fridays. We did different things. And for several months, Fridays, we would meditate as a class. So the lights were off, dimmed lights. Everyone sat in their seats.
The whole morning.
And he would, 40 minutes. And we would sit there, and you have to close your eyes, and you have to try it. I remember one of my friends, he came over to me once after, and he was like, Ari, I really think you got there today. And like, he just like fallen asleep for 40 minutes. You know, like, I definitely got somewhere. I was certainly in an upper world, but it was not the one you're thinking of. But part of like that, and you have this even in davening, part of it is like trying to elevate yourself and connecting to upper worlds. What that means is not for us at all right now. Chassidim have dveikos, but this is where it's interesting. For Chassidim, dveikos is something which you find very much in this world. And this is where you get into some of the Rabchal stuff, where less focused on Olam Haba, but I've seen is Avoda Begashmias. Finding Hashem not only through Torah, Mitzvot, Ma'asim Tovim, but finding Hashem through the way that I eat, finding Hashem through the way that I drink, through the way that I play sports. Everything I'm doing is about finding Ribonos Olam and finding Kedusha in those things that I'm doing. That I'm able to do physical acts, but elevate them, which like the Ramchal had, but elevate them in that, for the Ramchal, I can elevate them and get the real dveikos later on. For Chassidim, I elevate them and I get real dveikos here. And I'm able to find that kind of a dveikos present, even within this world. It's something which you find, again, more in Torah Sachasidus. So let's note what we saw. We saw the following in the last 2 weeks. Next week we move on to Ramchal. We talk about Zahiris. Next week, what that means. But we had two shiurim last week and this week on what the primary function of life is. We quoted last week, the Ramchal understands this is one of the main questions a person has to ask themselves. And that if you know why you are here, so it informs how you do everything else. If I know why I'm supposed to do Torah and mitzvot, it will inform the way I do them, the quality of the mitzvot I do, what I learn about them. We saw last week for the Ramchal, and for many, many others we saw this week. It's about ultimately being na'ana mizev ha'shechina. It's about ultimately being close to Hashem. For the Ramchal, this world is all preparatory. For the Ramchal, we are all just engaging in ma'isim here so that we are able to get close to Hashem la'asad lafa. This week we tried to first give a discussion a little bit. How much is Olam Haba the focus and more Olam Hazeh? We saw a bit of a range as far as that goes. And then we noted to try and just fill in the picture a little bit. What is the purpose of Torah, Mitzvot, and Ma'asim Tovim? How much it's about just being Mekayim, Ratzon Hashem? How much it's about becoming elevated human beings and how that impacts the role of Midos? How much it's about impacting a klal, and then what for many is the ultimate function, which is dveikus, and what exactly dveikus means. Intellectual refinement and connection, a real closeness to Hashem, etc. It is clear the perspectives that you choose inform your life. We spoke about on the decision level, how it impacts decisions sometimes, what's it really about. I'm a klal person. I'm focusing on my own development, and obviously it's always a little bit of both. In decision-making. Dveikus, if you're a Rambam person or you're a Chassid, or if you're a Levi person, it's going to impact how you relate to things. The purpose of a Nigin, if you want just an example, about why is singing worthwhile? Why is dancing worthwhile? Did I record Chaim when he told me about this? My son is a sharp rationalist. So they had like a Simcha Beis Shoeva for his school. Is that right? And they had dancing there. So I had to leave early to go to something, but my parents were there with him. I said, Chaim, did you dance at all at the Simcha Beis Shoeva? So he said to me, I thought about it, but then I realized, like, I don't really see the point. We're just, like, walking around in a circle. Like, why do I want to do that? Meaning, like, it's all, like, does it serve a function? He was very dancing for others. Yeah. The dancing or singing, for some, that inherently gives a connection. It's a spiritual connection. It's a regesh. I feel the Ribono Shel Olam closer to me. That's one model. The model you have in the Torah of Chabad, which is a model that you'll find in some Rishonim, Singing is something, which again, if you're a Rambam, the ultimate value is intellect. Singing is something which just opens me up a bit. So I'm able to be open to new ideas in a different kind of a way. We maybe had experience like that also. You're at a tish or a kumzitz. The singing isn't necessarily the inherent, what it's all about, though for some it may be. But sometimes the singing at a shalosh shudis or something like that is about getting us ready that now we're able to intellectually go to a different place. That depending on what your goal is, you'll just inform. You won't ever have a kumzitz with no dvar Torah. Or a kumzitz with nothing intellectual going on. Because a stam a kumzitz, it's not worthwhile. If you're a chas, certain kinds of chassidim, you certainly would. So depending on how you understand things, that will certainly inform a lot of the religious choices that you make in life. That's what the Ramchal argues. That's why he puts it in the beginning here. Chovas ha'adam ba'olamo impacts the choices that we make and the way that we go about doing things. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.